Hey, everybody, it's Cash talking to you. I am at home after this whole Chicago, what's the word for a debacle that goes well? That is what this was. We're excited for you to hear it. We had a great time. We drank Malort, which is why it kind of sounds like this and is like this. Just wanted to give you a heads up that this is live from Chicago. We had a great time doing it. We'd love to do it again, but there are some things you need to hear. We had Jughead on. We played some songs. Right before that happens in this episode, I'm going to play you what the song is supposed to sound like, because we had some people come up stage that did not get it, and we want to show you what it sounds like when it's done right, as opposed to when it's done inebriated, which it may have been done at the beginning, but it was definitely inebriated now. Enjoy this live episode, live from the North Bar, because Malort.
Into
already Cash forgot something.
Fantastic. Send him to the back room. Send him to the basement.
Right. What did he?
Thanks everybody for coming to the live journal radio in Chicago. Oh my God, what a mistake you've made.
What a bad idea.
20 minutes of me playing fart sounds over Bob Dylan songs, and now you're rewarded with this.
That's Neil Mahoney. Neil Mahoney, give it up for Neil Mahoney.
Should have had my applause there with a little bit.
Neil, it's a live show. You don't need the fake applause.
No, I'm going to add a little bit. Just hurt.
That sounds more menacing. We got some feedback issues, Cash.
Feedback issues. Can you look around for
me? Turn it off.
I don't know how.
You've had that app for years.
I use it once a week for 4 weeks.
Every time I think it's a good idea to do a live episode of one of these things,
we prove him wrong right away.
I want to believe. You'd think I'd be more religious with how much I want this to work.
Your faith is in the wrong place.
Yeah. Well, this is Neil Mahoney, everybody.
Everybody. Neil Mahoney.
I'm going to go home and listen to Repeater.
Thank you very much.
And then, of course, Cash Hartzell, everyone. Hey, Cash. Oh, wow. Cash. Oh, wow.
So great. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming. We're still not good at this.
Nope.
And we appreciate you watching it and spending money on it.
How many times have we done this and it never showed up for anyone else to and hear?
What are you talking about?
I forgot to press record once.
Yes.
Once I forget to press record at a live show, and all of a sudden. Hey, I'm the guy.
Is it recording? Can someone check?
Yeah, we should do that.
It is recording.
Right fucking now.
Okay, great. We'll see what happens. Like literally yesterday. No, it was like I get a text from Neil saying he missed his flight, and then Cash texts my wife asking if she's still in LA because he forgot to get the recorder for the podcast.
Yep. It's been a lot. There's been a lot of drama, guys.
And then I tweeted about it, and then Neil's mom responded with, "That's my boy."
She's great. Should we call her?
So, Neil. No, you don't want. You didn't want to do that when you were sober. So
I can't find my phone. So.
It's a good thing, Neil.
Oh, look at that jumpsuit.
This is a jumpsuit. This is Neil's ode to Steve Albini.
Yeah. We thought we were going to have Steve Albini on the show.
We never thought. It was a possibility.
It was a possibility, so it was a thought. So I bought this so that he wouldn't be the only one in a jumpsuit on the stage.
I don't know if he would have worn one to him. He might have a t-shirt and jeans. I don't know. I'm another dude.
Hey.
Yeah, that's all the right. Point. Hey.
If you're
looking for follow-ups,
that's why
you're
Jim
not getting them here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's a qualified risk to say, like, well, if he showed up in a jumpsuit, I would also be in a jumpsuit. He wouldn't be marginalized.
Do you just think it would be an excuse to make friends with Steve Albini?
I really just needed it as an excuse for a jumpsuit.
You just wanted an excuse for a jumpsuit?
Yeah.
I think you're more stoked about the jumpsuit than the jumpsuit is about being on you.
The jumpsuit is clearly not stoked about being on me. It has a weird cinching belt in the middle, which is exactly where my alcohol goes. And my mom was like, yeah, slimming. I'm like, not voluntarily.
Yeah. Jumpsuits, they're not fun to wear. They're not fun to wear.
Like, I'm kind of digging it.
Well, when I was shooting...
The blue ones, maybe. The yellow ones, no.
It was like, it's like when we were shooting MST, we were in this like really hot soundstage in Burbank.
Burbank!
Everyone say Burbank!
Burbank!
Oh, I love this crowd.
Oh, man.
That's fired up.
That's like, yeah, if Kyle Kinane was from Burbank, Burbank!
Run by the Disney store.
Where are you going to buy all that Disney stuff for? What was I talking about?
No idea.
Yeah, well, Neil's it's okay. Well, Neil, you spent an entire day yesterday in the airport.
Yeah.
And you hung out mainly at the Rockin' Brews?
A little bit, yeah.
You guys know what a Rockin' Brews is?
50-50. Yeah.
One of those things that only exists in an airport, like a Hudson News? On the Hudson News level?
I've been to the Hudson News main store. It's beautiful.
Oh, in Times Square?
Oh, yeah, it's gorgeous.
They have a brick and mortar?
No, they don't.
He's lying.
That's most of my comedy has to be accompanied by. Yeah, that's no.
We're giving away, if you looked at the merch table, we got some great shirts being sold by our awesome friend, yeah. Dana Lechtenberg.
Hey, Dana.
His kids are here. Dana Lechtenberg.
Look him up. Sub Pop 2000.
Dana Lechtenberg is here, and he's selling some shirts. But they're also, the company that we made our shirts, one time I tweeted, stoked on memes. Like, I just tweeted it because I was drunk and bored. And they emailed me the next day, like some misguided fools. And they're like, that's so great. We're going to put that in impact bold font on a shirt. And we're going to sell millions of them. And I said, I'd like to see you try. You'll notice we have more of that shirt than any other shirt. So you will get a free So Stoked on Meme shirt. If you are a really good audience member. And here's Dana's daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Dana's.
Really?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, darling.
You shouldn't be here. I apologize. She was here during the entire stand-up show, and there was a lot of talk about pornographies. But this is... Oh, it's a ringer tee?
It looks like you have a lap full of diapers.
Yes. This could also be used as a diaper. Let's check it out. You can do whatever you want. It might be, it's a baseball tee.
Oh, shit. That's a three-quarter?
Three-quarter sleeve.
They spent more sleeve than you signed up for.
Dude, they spent more money on this dumb shirt than any of the other shirts we made. Oh, my God.
Memes are big.
Two fake bad brain shirts.
I won't wear it. It'll show my boobs.
You should buy them.
You would wear it? Well, we'll see what happens. This is, if you're a good audience member, maybe. Maybe, I don't know.
We got a game coming up. We will have a game coming up.
Our guest came up with
some games.
Our guest came up with some bonkers games. But Cash, you also have a game, right?
I do. I brought two. One from our listeners and one that I made myself.
Someone actually sent in a game?
Somebody did send in a game. It's a pretty good idea. We'll see how it goes. Actually, you guys want to whip it out?
This just be the name of this whole show. We'll see how this goes.
The name of the show should be The Empty Seat.
Yeah.
Looming.
The name of the show is Apologizing in Advance.
How about, well, there's booze here, so it's not a complete loss.
That's true.
Yeah.
Cheers, everybody.
Let's
cheers.
I tell you what, guys, let's do this quick game right off the top, just between you two guys. This is a listener-submitted game. Jackie Boy from St. Louis, I asked if he was going to come so he could host it himself. He said, this is my wedding anniversary. My wife would fucking kill me.
You know what I did? You know what I did on my wedding anniversary? Played here last night.
Hey!
Because I'm a man that is overly apologetic to his wife.
Provide for your family.
I gave her a vasectomy. So she wouldn't have to be on chemicals all the time. I'm so woke.
Guys,
quick question. When you say you two guys, you mean me and Jonah?
Yeah, you two guys are facing off in a game we call Egg Roll or Dave Grohl. This is...
Wait, that's all you had? A fart noise?
Well, hey man, that's my art.
This is Jackie from St. Louis. It is. You guys have to tell the difference between an egg roll or a Dave Grohl. This is whether it's from a fortune cookie or a Foo Fighters song.
How do we buzz in?
Neil, you say kneeled it.
Okay.
Jonah, you say Heston.
Heston.
So Heston or Neil?
I want to try and think of a Dave Grohl. What's like a something Dave Grohl has like said or screamed? And was it? Wait, what was that?
Fresh pots. Fresh pots.
Fresh
pots. That's what he says.
If you've ever seen
the documentary on Foo Fighters that shouldn't have been made, yeah, you'll see. You'll see that. When and interviewed Dave Grohl next to the Neve board from Sound City, he was on the hunt for some fresh pots. So it was no joke. It was no joke. And then I got more excited when I saw Pat Smear walking in and going, I parked somebody in. They're going to have to figure it out. I was like, you're in the germs. That's great.
That is the most rock and roll star thing I've ever heard. I park somebody in, they're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. All right, fresh pots.
Start
pots.
The game.
Is it hot pots?
Here we go.
Fresh pots.
All right, we got to know, you got to say either egg roll or Dave Grohl. Number one, people don't care how much you know until
they
know.
Kneel it. Dave Grohl.
Nope.
Fresh pots.
No, what?
The other one.
What are you going to... Yeah, you fucking...
There was no rules established.
No, you don't get a point.
No, it's called a rebound.
Neil,
you don't know shit about sports. It's a rebound.
Motherfucker, you get the rebound, and then you hit the all day today.
And then you make the goalie
you
do
watch
the dance.
Hockey.
You don't score goals.
Yeah, you do. All day, every day. You win goals.
All right, fine. Fine, you're one up.
All right. I'm so close again. This so stoked on meme shirt.
So we got one over here. It's times like these when you learn.
Nailed
it. Tough shot.
Nailed it.
Dave Grohl.
It's 1-1.
Yes. I didn't hear a word out of your mouth. I just wanted to win.
Okay, you have to wait till the thing's over.
All right.
All right, so from now on.
So,
Cash, put your thumb up when you're done with your dumb quotation.
It's real the pain you feel.
You already have your thumb up, you fucking idiot.
Oh, so when it's over.
When it's over.
I took it down.
Now you can vote.
No, I take it down when it's
Jesus
over.
Fucking Christ.
No, it's like, hey, we're in the middle of something.
Could someone bring me a beer, please?
Could someone bring me a bottle of bourbon?
Bottle of brown.
All right, here we go. It's real the pain you feel that you trust you must confess.
Fresh pots. That's Dave Grohl.
That is Dave Grohl from the song The Best of You.
Yeah.
2-1, 2-1, Jonah Lydon.
The last couple words, you have to press pause?
Hmm? No, it was.
You know, let's
real
do this like a Doug thing. So I'm playing for Fresh Pots right now, so she gets the shirt if I win. Someone's got to give Neil a new Trimen.
Right there, right in the middle.
What? A Trimen? What's that?
Yeah, right there.
Is that like a vasectomy?
No, what? No, like your nailed it thing.
Oh,
that one over there. That one. You.
Yes, you.
Monocle. Yes, you. What is it?
All right.
What? Okay. No, the thing.
Well, I don't know.
How is the audience as worse or just as? Oh, thank you so much. Pabst Blue Ribbon. You must hate me. Thank you so much. Wait, this wasn't just yours, was it?
This whole thing has gotten way out of control.
You know what? I just real quick, just to say how charmed a life that I have is that I'm doing this thing with friends I've known for years. There's people actually here, and then a guy in a Rites of Spring shirt comes and brings me a Pabst Blue Ribbon. Like, holy shit! Well, I'm so lucky. Anyway, what's Neil's thing? Like, I'm an alcoholic. What should he yell?
Soundboard, I don't know. Sounds great.
You had one. You had an idea. What was yours?
Malort.
What?
Malort.
There you go.
That's something people in Chicago drink. Oh, shit. I should probably.
So you're playing for that guy back there. You're playing for Malort.
Okay.
All right. Hold number on. Three. It's
Soundboard's a lot.
Also, Malort sounds like an Armenian name, doesn't it?
It's an L.A. joke.
That's a Glendale joke.
Yeah.
All right. That's not.
Yes. No? Yeah. Oh, good.
All right. Go.
Number four, if you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it.
Fresh Pots.
Fresh Pots.
Fresh Pots.
Egg roll.
I did a great camera take.
Egg roll.
3-1. You got to pick up. You got to pick up. That was correct.
What were the lines?
If you can imagine it, you can achieve it. If you can dream it, you can become it.
God,
which is not a fortune.
That would be a Foo Fighters song.
That would be a Foo Fighters song.
To be honest, I was.
You're doing the best you can. Everybody's bringing you down, but you got breakdown solo.
This one's easy. Everything could ever feel this real forever.
Feel.
What was my thing again?
Your default is just yelling your name. Fresh Pots. Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now that's Dave Grohl from the
Dave
song.
I
Dave
said
Grohl.
It first,
ever long.
Yeah. No, whatever
did,
this
you,
thing
you
is.
You said
like.
That you got the ring in.
Next one. How many more of these are there?
There's like
Jesus
four.
Christ.
It takes less time to do a thing right than it does to explain why.
Fortune you did. Cookie.
Jesus, Neil.
You got to ring in. I got to give it to him just for rule breaking.
Fine.
5-1. Jesus.
If you want to play by the rules and not by the game.
It's funny how money allows all to browse. It's funny how money allows all to browse.
Fresh Pot.
Fresh Pots.
Egg roll.
Nope, Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl.
I win. 5-2.
What's the line?
5-2.
It's funny how money allows to browse. Dave Grohl from the song For All the Cows.
Oh, and I like that song. It's from the One Good Album.
Neil's got to run this to take it home. Do not give up. The beginning is always the hardest.
Hold on. What the fuck is that?
Oh, shit. To the listener, we are being given shots of Malort, which is a liqueur tastes like
again
fucking garbage.
What's your name?
Again, are you trying to kill us?
The biggest reaction so far we've gotten is for no.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Hey.
Smell it! Bring it!
That's for real, like, medicine.
Yeah.
Like, that's not, like,
where does
fun.
Oh, that made me. I want to be racist against them.
Oh, that made me Spider-Man.
Can we be racist against whoever made Malort? Jesus Christmas.
Okay, guys, let's keep it together. We got a guest that I definitely want to talk to more than these two. Oh, why didn't this come later? Neil's gonna miss his life.
My pants are getting shorter by the minute.
No more Malort. That's been said so many times in Chicago. Right. No more Malort.
More Malort.
Time, no more Malort.
More Malort every half hour, right. Let's say.
This is sudden death. Anyone's game.
Sudden, okay, you want to go? I'm picking the best one.
Can I forfeit this game and just get it over
it
with?
It would have been funner if you just forfeited it right after I...
Sure, go ahead. Like,
how about... Okay, all right. For all the marbles, sun always shines after a downpour.
Fresh pots.
Fresh pots.
That one's real tough. Sun always shines after a downpour. This could go either way. Because
yeah, it's super so generic, sorry. And it's also
Confucius
maybe...
Say,
Confucius say Dave Grohl.
Is it Dave Grohl?
No, it's not.
It's yeah, it's Dave Grohl.
You win!
Way to really not make it a climactic ending there.
Yeah.
Let's see, what size are you, Fresh Pots?
Medium.
There you go. Fresh Pots right there. And then, Malort. What?
XL.
Ooh, you get the unpackaged one.
Ooh.
There you go. Yeah!
Just throwing them at the audience.
Guys, how about this shirt cannon?
Visually.
Hello, are you looking for a new comedy podcast? In which case, can I draw your attention to the Beef and Dairy Network podcast? It's a fictional industry podcast for the beef and dairy industries. It won Best Comedy at the 2017 British Podcast Awards, and it features wonderful guests such as Greg Davis.
To my knowledge, it's the only cow circus that's ever existed in this country. In rural Russia, every small town has a cow circus.
Josie Long.
You should have a beef. Have a beef with them. I have a beef with you. I will have a beef with you. Come round my house, and I'll have a beef with you.
And Andy Daly.
That virus never existed. There was never any such thing as a mad cow disease. That was all an illusion that Big Lamb came up with.
That's the Beef and Dairy Network podcast. Find us at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts from. And I would recommend starting at episode one. Bye.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I want to bring up our guest because I've known about this guy since I got into punk rock. This is one of my favorite bands of all time. I still listen to him on the reg. And he's the more I find out about him, the more I know about him, he becomes more and more interesting and weirder than I could ever imagine. Please, everybody, welcome Mr. John Pearson, Jughead from Screeching Weasel.
I forgot my water.
Can we get him a water? Don't make it Malort! Have you had Malort?
I was just talking to about Malort and my friend Matt here because he's a bartender, but he said that there's actually a higher quality one they make, right, Matt?
A lot of chatter.
Well, everyone shut up so you can say the name of it so you can search it out. Matt?
Leatherby's best. And the best is in quotations.
It's better than Malort, which isn't really saying very much.
This is the best.
The principal from Riverdale? Hey, my CW people got that, huh?
Yeah. All right, so, John, Jug, Mr. Head, what do I call you?
John.
John, okay, great. John, thank you so much for being here. Relax, stay a while, put your bag down.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of stuff in here, so
we got some. You got some games and you want to do, and yeah. You want
to
do.
I also wanted to show this off because it's all ripped up.
Yeah, you're still punk, man. It's cool.
No, that's not what it's about. I just can't give it up because I think it makes me look homeless.
Well, your hair kind of negates that.
You never know when you're going to get that straight.
But in my head,
bill.
I know the real story. I was actually recently in Japan, and I went hiking, and I got attacked by a wild boar.
What? Shit. That's awesome.
Yeah. So this wild boar jumped on my back. And he ripped up my bag. And then this old Japanese man, about 90 years old, and I don't know what he said because I speak a little Japanese, but not all. But he basically said, "Get off that man!" And the wild boar just went like this, and he crawled away.
Wow.
What?
Are those tusks?
Yeah, well, no, this damage? Is from his claws.
So,
claws.
Like, claws. Was your life saved by this backpack?
I think it was saved by the 90-year-old Japanese man.
Yeah.
Get off that man.
Yeah, get off that man.
So that's why.
And then you look, you're like, "Thank you, sir. Where did he go?"
Yeah. I also have things for you, but we can get into that later.
We can get into that a little bit. I want to get this interview started right. You told me that you're an open book. You're a really honest person.
Yes.
I want to know your thoughts on Ben Weasel punching a woman in the face.
That's funny you say that because I've done a lot of interviews, and whenever anybody asks it, I just ignore the question because it's... I mean, I am a serious guy, so it's a very complicated issue, and I always feel like I can never give the interviewer the answer they want. They either want me to hate them or to agree with them.
Yeah.
And the actual answer is very just gray and complicated because...
I'm sure.
Back in the day when we first started, people were throwing like ashtrays at you and stuff, and you protected yourself how you could.
Yeah.
But I saw the video, and it's a little bit more complicated than that. Like, the first one might have been excusable, but the second was a little bit...
Yeah. But, well, you know, it's one of those things where you see Ben Weasel punching a woman in the face, and you go, yeah, I always assumed that would happen.
Well, but the thing
but
that
I chose to ignore that it could.
The thing that I actually say to friends is that if I was there, it wouldn't have happened.
Mm. Oh. Do you think you were a weasel whisperer to Ben?
Well, I know I was. I was.
Yeah.
I was. We used to be called the Yin and Yang, and without me there, it's just the Yang.
Yeah.
Oh, you get Yang all over yourself. Yeah. You really. You were like, oh, I wish the Ying was here.
Gross.
you guys have kind of a complicated relationship, just because sometimes because you guys started Screeching Weasel together.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, you know, years down the line, all of a sudden, Screeching Weasel album would come out, and you didn't know about it.
Yeah, I didn't know about it. Yeah, well, I mean,
what's that like? I mean, it's got to feel kind of a bit weird, just like a guy you've known for a long time, and then you're going to the record store and you're like, "Hey, my band's got a new album." You know?
Yes. Once again, it's more complicated than that. But I only made one statement about how it wasn't about not being in the band, or it was more about losing a friend.
So. Ah, there he is.
I don't acknowledge the band as the band. I thought he should have just gone on and done a solo project.
Which he tried.
He tried, but of course it didn't do as well without the name. So
yeah, that's exactly why it's, you know, a lot of people ask Mark Hoppus, you know, after Tom left Blink-182, it's like why don't you just start a new band? He's like, because it, like, and he doesn't say this out loud, but it's because it wouldn't make him as much money.
Yeah.
Like, it going out on stage as Blink-182, that's millions of dollars in a year he can make. Going on stage as Plus 44, playing some Blink-182 songs, that's hundreds of dollars that guy can make in a year.
Yeah, which is why I wanted to build this show as Blink-182 plays the North Bar. Nobody agreed with me.
We should have, yeah.
Yeah.
More people would have showed up, that's for sure.
Actually, I got invited to a Blink-182 show way back. It was with Alkaline Trio and Blink-182, and they invited me because we were like influences. So backstage, I forgot which one of the unnamed guys in Blink-182. He said to me.
Three of them.
One of them.
Is it the one from the Aquabats?
It's the one with the hat, like the sideways hat.
Ooh, that's probably the Aquabats, dude.
So he, no,
like Travis, the drummer.
Yeah.
He had said to me, he goes, so what do you think of the band? And I said, you guys can say anything and people applaud.
Oh, there it goes. We did it. We're Blink-182.
We're just as big.
Yeah.
I also told Mike Durante that Green Day sounded like REO Speedwagon.
That is a fucking compliment.
That's what I said. That's what I said. I'm a big REO Speedwagon fan, but they're not punk.
I wouldn't really call them punk. They dress like it. There was a weird thing that happened in the 90s and the early 2000s. A lot of punk bands that were around, Blink-182, Alkaline Trio, Green Day, where it's like all of a sudden there was a punk pop punk summit meeting where all the major label punk bands got together and they were like, all right, we're all gonna start wearing eyeliner. And it was like all of a sudden, like, you know, Alkaline Trio's got eyeliner on, Billy Joe and Mike Durnt got them on, and they don't need it. They're men in their 40s.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why they need it, because they're men in their 40s.
You think
now,
it would distract from the crow's feet?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What is, oh, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Keep it rolling.
Oh, John, you... play in the band for years, but then you've also you're like in the theater scene out here in Chicago.
Yeah, I was part of the Neo Futurists.
Damn straight.
Did that for 20 years. I started the New York and the San Francisco companies too. So.
Oh wow!
Wow. Yeah.
Do you see any receipts from that? You get money from that? No. No, it's for the love of theater. Go fuck yourself.
Very concerned about finances tonight.
It's a good point. It's because I lost money doing these shows.
Yeah. You did?
Oh.
No.
Well, I was just talking with David, who you invited.
David Lyons, who's still standing, which is very, I'm very proud of. Oh, you're sitting now.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
And it turns out that a lot of people that come up with the names of things or stuff like that never really get the money. It's always the businessmen that get the cash for stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like my friend Paul Russell, who did the Weasel logo, it's like all over bodies all over the place, and he's never gotten anything.
He came up
with a name for Halo, and he didn't get anything for that. Right?
Really?
Yeah, so the guy who came up, I'm not sure how many people know this, the guy who came up with the Screeching Weasel logo also came up with the name Halo for the game.
Yeah, and he designed all the walls.
Yeah, and that's a weird video game thing. It's like oh, I do, I make the grass look like it's moving.
Yeah.
What else do you do? No, just that for years at a time.
Yeah.
And I always knew you did theater stuff. And then all of a sudden, you were just taking pictures in Japan on your Instagram. And so I was like, oh man. Something bad must have happened to Jughead because he just moved to rural Japan. He must have just boned out of the States. And then you had like a huge beard and long hair. And then it wasn't until you shaved it all off that you revealed on your Instagram, which someone scoffed at, but at least it's not Twitter where Nazis live. And you said you had been spending time in Japan at Harry Potter World as a wizard.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes, I am the Ollivander in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter in Universal of Japan, Osaka. I did that for 5 years.
Motherfucking Google it.
The show's all in Japanese, so I had to learn Japanese to do it.
Wow.
How did that even happen? Were you like was it an ad on Craigslist?
No, it
no, an owl shows up.
Calling off the owl.
No, actually, the real story is that my girlfriend always wanted to be a princess at like Disney World or something. So she always looks through all the auditions coming around, and she saw the one for the wizard, and said that I had to audition. So she taught me Japanese, and then I got
and
it.
Did you have the beard already?
I had a little bit of a beard in here, yeah. And then actually, the cool part is that the first cast, J.K. Rowling actually picked out all of the wizards.
Oh, really?
So she, yeah.
No way.
Wait, so wow. J.K. Rowling's picked you?
Yeah, me and like 15 other guys, but out of like 2,000 of them. So
that's pretty great.
Yeah.
She's really rad.
She is rad.
She could see the magic in your eyes. That's what it was.
They said it was my smile.
It really? Was it your smile that did it?
Yeah, that's what they said. But then the director said, this is all about mystery. It's all very serious. So they didn't want me to smile.
Oh.
Which is really odd to get in because of your smile, then told not to smile.
There's a weird thing where like people kind of like put stuff onto things that you would never think about. Like mystery, sure. But like Harry Potter is like, it's fun. There's a fun aspect to it. When I first met Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater, he was telling me and my wife, he's like, well, that's the thing about MST, man. It was always about sex. And like I was like, realizing he wasn't joking, I was like, well, how you mean? And he was just like, you know, sex appeal, you know. And that's like true Joel Hodgson. Like he says something and everyone's like, we got to figure out what he meant.
I had the same interview with Garrison Keillor.
Garrison Keillor has taken a lot of shots over the last couple of weeks.
So you went, you auditioned, and the auditions were out here.
Yeah, they go to all the major cities all across the world.
So what?
Real quick, Cash, before you continue, I want to let everybody know that this is a live podcast recording. You're not just listening to a podcast that has been recorded. So if you're talking, we can fucking hear you. Keep on going, Cash.
Is it just is it just? I don't mean to get racial on this. Is it just white people doing magic in Japan? Are there Japanese wizards as well?
Well, that's the thing about Universal is that most of them are Western. The actors are Western, and all the employees are Japanese. They're trying to change that by bringing in more Japanese sort of influences. Like One Piece has a show there now, which is very Japanese.
I would think it would be weird that, like, all of a sudden you've created a new stereotype. It's like, white people are magic in Japan.
Yeah, not like Christianity.
Were you a fan of Harry Potter? And
I like the movies because I like special effects and I keep up with modern special effects. But I didn't know the books.
That's a weird thing to say. I like special effects. It's like saying I like editing in movies.
Hey man, fucking editing is really.
Create drama.
Construction of meaning in our world.
Emmy nominated.
That's my man. Drink on me.
Emmy nominated, though.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, we got to go. I flunked out because John Oliver fucking won. And then
let me apologize.
I don't know. I didn't I didn't do a lot for that show. Let's be clear. I just got nominated. I don't know.
We reached peak Neil.
I was there 4 seasons.
Oh God, like Neil,
full time 5th season.
All right. So your favorite
award for Neil, please.
I got to go to the fucking ceremony. I had to buy.
We have a guest, Neil.
I bought an $80 suit in downtown.
I gotta go.
Neil. Good bit, Neil.
Yeah, it was a great bit. Fuck you.
That's where the show lives.
So you learned magic? What happened? Did you become a real wizard?
Did you know magic already? Did you know tricks or any?
Well, unrelated. I was a magician for years.
Were you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Nothing like magic and punk rock to get the ladies out.
But I actually, using flash paper, I burned my face. So I was
That's
horrible. So I gave up magic.
Just one bad experience.
It was a really bad experience.
So you were like the James Hetfield of magicians.
Well, yeah, it's. It was like.
Come on! He's fine! His music may not be anymore, but he's fine. Oh! Yeah!
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 Yo.
Yeah!
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me something that gives me some kind of joy. Booze is gone. Come on, man.
He writes
a spring shirt guy. You become my best. Become my best friend. You're my best friend, writes a sprinkles guy.
I like how you switched to the donut name, not the band name.
It was another LA. They're not. Yeah. So I. This is going so okay. Like things, you know, when things are just going really all right. That's happening right now, and I'm nervous because, like, I'm a big fan of yours.
I think you're just a little bit nervous.
It is. You think so?
Which is strange because I'm a big fan of yours. So.
Fuck you. Sorry. Sorry. Anyone wants to know, every time you ask, like, take a picture with me or sign an autograph, that's in my head. Fuck you, you're wrong! You don't know how much I hate myself?
Let's play a song.
You want to play a song?
Let's do a song.
You know, we should probably have, we should do Dave's song before mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do Dave's song before he falls down on the floor.
So Dave Lyons is our friend. He's been on the show before. He did Yacht Rock. He quit in Yacht Rock. A nice little break. So Dave and I, like, we became friends because we both really like Screeching Weasel. That's like we met in the comedy scene and sit down.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna. And so and. What the fuck, Cash?
He doesn't have a mic anymore. It's
what
not...
the who? What the fuck? It's a fucking show.
He doesn't have a mic. It's fine.
Holy shit!
No, he said piss.
Yeah. Everyone's a Jonah Radio.
I'm gonna be quiet over here.
I'm like, you know what? I'm not surprised. You fucking shit, baby bladder shithead. It's one show. You can't just stay on the stage the entire time.
No way he washed.
Did someone tell me to stop screaming?
Go back. Go back in.
No, yeah, you're right. He did not wash his hands. God damn it. Does everyone feel like they're living inside the podcast right now? All right. So this is Dave. What song did you pick?
Thank you for the great introduction, by the way.
I said your name. What do you need?
No, hey, it's me, everybody.
This is Dave Lyons. He's been on the show. He created Yacht Rock.
Dave Lyons is the best.
He also, one of his jobs is he's a locations manager, and he got me a job a few weeks ago hosting the Location Managers Guild Awards. They hated me so much. They hit it like there was like I was like in tepid waters.
Hands of one. I loved it.
I was in
such a good job.
I was in tepid waters, and then I was like, come on guys, laugh, because if I do a good job here, I can next year I can host the Props Awards. Anyway, so you love Veronica Hates Me, the song Veronica Hates Me, which is a great song by Screeching Weasel, and you're gonna sing the song. You printed out your lyrics. Are you ready to go?
Actually, John printed these out.
There's a little story of this one, too. Can I say that first? This was based on... there was a song by Material Issue, which was a Chicago band. Yeah. And they had a song called Valerie Loves Me. So we wrote Veronica Hates Me in response to that song. So. Yeah. A little trivia.
Let's do this. Ready? Acoustic.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
She always has something to say to ruin an otherwise nice day. She always has to start a fight. She doesn't like the way I think. She don't understand why I must drink to go out on Friday night. But I know what she's doing. I know that I'm losing. I know that she's screwing me. Veronica doesn't like the way I dress.
Veronica hates me.
Veronica thinks my hair is such a mess.
Veronica hates me.
So why the deposition? Veronica's definition of love is hate. Veronica hates me. Veronica hates me. Ha! Something, and then this other part, the part that I didn't read, with my hand deep in my crotch. She don't know how to shut her mouth. I don't know what I'd do without her around to drag me down. She asks, when is the wedding? And I'm getting ready to yank out the net and push. Veronica doesn't like the way I dress.
Veronica hates me.
Veronica thinks my hair's a fucking mess.
Veronica hates me.
Why the deposition? Veronica's definition of love is hate. Veronica hates me.
I forgot the rest of the song right there.
Oh, no.
Should we just go into a...
We can just go to this part, though. One, two, three, four.
Veronica won't leave me alone. Veronica won't leave me alone.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
Veronica won't leave me alone. Veronica won't leave me alone. Veronica won't leave me alone. Veronica won't leave me alone.
Whoa!
One more!
Whoa!
dominated by Dude Bro Movie Podcasts. Only one podcast is brave enough to call bullshit. Who shot ya? The podcast that dares to say that white dudes' opinions aren't the only opinions.
If you have a movie pass, like, get a ticket to it to support Taraji, then go home.
Ant-Man seems so unnecessary at this point. Ant-Man is like a ketchup packet too many.
Who shot ya? With Ricky Carmona.
I wanted to see Wolverine kick ass and eat some popcorn and have a good time.
Alonzo Duralde.
Is this Andy Richter?
Yeah!
Oh my God!
And April Wolf.
I love Wild Things because we get to see Kevin Bacon's dick.
Who shot ya? Listen every Friday on Maximum Fun or wherever you get your podcasts.
God bless you.
Yeah. I have a gift for you. All right, no, this is mine.
Oh my God.
It's mine now.
You can't stop applauding.
You fake.
It sounds
we
like
talked a lot of shit about Phoenix, and I want to set the mood right. No, back to Jonah, everybody. Dave, I got a gift for you.
What?
Back when Chicago didn't have microbreweries, we actually created our own beer called Wieselbrow.
What the fuck?
So this is from actually 1987. There was only 24 of these in existence.
Is this for real?
Oh my God.
Yeah, yeah. And we drank it already, but there's only 24 of these in the world. And it was from 1987, right after Boogada Boogada Boogada.
Dave Lyons. Oh my God.
So we might have been... We might have been one of the first breweries in Chicago, so that's for you. That's for you.
God bless you.
That is
for everything you do.
I can guarantee you already made Dave's
judge everybody
by performing with him, but that just
also Jonah.
Yeah,
whatever.
That is all right. That is the most beautiful moment that's ever happened on this podcast since I called out Cash for eating a tuna sandwich from 7-Eleven.
It was an egg salad sandwich.
It doesn't make it better,
I say
Cash.
Tuna every time you make it worse when you say egg salad. All right, show of hands. Which is worse, tuna or egg salad? None of you showed
first
your hands.
Spots.
None of you showed your hands.
How does that vote work?
I don't know. I've been drinking for a while. Thank you.
One of my favorite moments was Dave Lyons like doing a nice hug to John. I was like, "Thank you so much, man." And then hearing John go, "Yeah." That was very sweet.
I'm more of a full-out hug guy, and I couldn't really do it with my guitar, so I'll hug him later. So.
Hey! When I told my wife, Deanna, I was like, oh, Dave's going to be coming out. He happens to be in Chicago for the show. And then she was just like, uh-oh. And then she's like, I'm going to leave you some extra Tylenol. Not so much because Dave drinks. It's just that when Dave's around, you drink. And that's not because I don't like you. It's just because you're so fun all the time. We were in Dave and I did a one-night cover band of Screeching Weasel songs.
Yeah, with Kyle Kinane.
With Kyle Kinane. It was me, Dave, and Kyle Kinane, and this guy, some other people, this one guy that does not like me.
No, he
was like, basically it was a one-night cover band thing. We were playing four Screeching Weasel songs. I was playing the drums. I'm really good.
Really good.
I'm really good drummer. I'm loud, but I'm also off time. And
makes up for it.
Yeah, makes up for it. But like it's like we had like two practices to get ready, and then like this guy calls up Dave and he's like, "Hey man, we gotta maybe talk about getting rid of Jonah." And then Dave told me that. I was like, from a one-night cover band? How shitty is your life that this is like an important conversation you need to have?
That's like getting recast at your wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. That's funny. When I saw that, because Kyle posted it, and I called him the next day and go, "Why didn't you invite me? I love playing in cover bands in my own band. It's actually a lot of fun."
Oh wow!
So I would have come out, but he didn't tell me. I didn't.
Were you in LA at the time, or you would have flown out?
I would have flown out.
Oh man, we messed up.
Yeah.
Well, so what did you learn, like magic wise and Japanese wise? I'm so like, it's like I've acted like here and there over the years, and I usually played a variation of myself. I never had to learn another language. I never had to learn, like, you know, I played a record store guy once. Like, that was easy. I just had to be, like, a shitty version of myself. I had to be myself. And no. I'm getting really drunk. And when you guys say, aw, it makes it, like, usually, like, earlier in the stand-up set, if someone, aw, I was like, I had, like, a witty retort. And when I'm drunk and someone says, aw, I go, you're right. No,
you're right. I shouldn't be up here.
Yeah, you're right. The shame, you know, it's like, and this is what my wife has to deal with, where it's like, when I do a set, and I just, like, I walked out the back door, it's not because I wanted to cool off or, like, you know, give the crowd something to want when, like, before I come back out to, like, take pictures. It's because I feel inherent shame from wanting to perform.
I get it. I guess I'm the dissenting one, but I get. I'm sorry.
No. That's a me thing. I'm fine, and I like doing this stuff. But there's like a weird thing that I feel when I'm performing, where it's like I go, who am I to do this? To want this attention? I'm such a fucking idiot. And I just got. No, stop it! Stop it, Fresh Potts! Fresh Potts, shut up, Fresh Potts! I got real with you, and I apologize.
No, I could take that. I mean, I don't. I have that more. I teach also, and I feel that with teaching all the time. Like, I just feel like I'm only a slight step above, in front of these people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what you learn to do as a teacher, is just try to stay a little bit ahead.
Just be a little less dumb than
that. Yeah, a little less dumb.
Yeah.
So you have to be just a little more funny.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. Neil.
That was the best timed, unintentional, and Neil will now try to say, I did it on purpose.
Unintentional.
He dropped, yeah, that's it. Neil is exactly. Neil's like, he's like, oh, yeah, I fucking meant it.
He dropped that.
I construct drama for a living.
It was super good.
So,
can
you give us like an example of what you had to do when you were a wizard in the Harry Potter world?
Well, actually,
like, what a weird thing on the resume.
I brought one of my wands.
Oh. What house are you?
Actually, I'm not supposed to talk about this stuff because when you're under contract, you can't talk about working there. But as long as it wasn't advertised as that, I could.
This is being recorded.
I might go back, but anyway, I don't care.
We can bleep it out.
Yeah. No, actually, as the Ollivanders, you weren't supposed to actually have been at a house, one of the houses.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I don't know why they just came up with
which
that. Rule.
Which movie they say that in?
Well, J.K. Rowling says it, so she is whatever is.
Oh, cool. Part 3, part 4.
It's not even said in the movies.
It's not even said in the movies.
I guess there's a blog like where she writes more information. People probably know this, but
yes,
there's.
Yes, we do.
Oh, yes.
Fresh Potts.
Oh, wow, Fresh Potts.
This is actually, this is not one of the wands that I sell in my shop. It's a Snape wand, but I actually like the Snape wands.
You like the Snape wand? He turned out to be good! You know who shows up at the end of Infinity War? Snape.
Don't spoil it!
Yeah.
Don't spoil it! Fucking, yeah.
How'd they shoot with Alan Rickman?
What's the main bad guy?
Thanos.
Yeah, Thanos. Thanos was like, I can't do this alone. And then Snape was like, I'll help you, Potter. I'll help you with a spoon. That was one of my terrible impressions for my SNL audition. Was Alan Rickman. And I'm one of those terrible impressionists where I have to say the person's name.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm Alan Rickman. Well, no, I tried to audition and they said no, and then they hired Brooks Whelan.
It worked out for them.
Who filmed your SNL audition?
You did. And then Matt Dwyer helped.
Matt Dwyer helped. Yeah.
It was real bad.
Was Dwyer there?
I think I did a version of that too.
Well, we really.
All right. So where were we? We were on.
Oh yeah, the magic stuff.
Yeah.
There is a little part that I like doing that I'll just do for you. It's at the beginning of the show. The audience walks in, and then I basically.
Should we set the mood? What's the music like?
Well, it's just.
Is it like Danny Elfman?
Actually, in the room they just have. It's like the room breathes.
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool. Looking room, yeah. So I say. Oribanda no tsui wa subute. Kyo ryoku na madyoku wa motta mono.
死に使っている。魔法使いごっついは、最も強く引き合うとき、ベストな結果がもたらされる。
あい
Jonah, were you feigning our Japanese reaction to that? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm from Hawaii. I can do that. I'm allowed. I grew up watching Japanese TV.
Right, yeah.
So I could have been way more racist, and that was as little as I could do. Yeah.
I think you did a good job.
Thank you.
Well, that's kind of funny in the audition. That reminds me of that, because the audition, they basically had you did the part that you were supposed to do for the audition, and then they had a Japanese instructor come up and try to help you through it because they wanted to see if you could learn in the moment. And what I realized is that you didn't want to make fun of the language, but the more I actually made it bigger, the more they were like happy. So I found out the way to do it was to actually make fun of what I was saying. So it was like Ori bando no tsui wa subatte. And they were like, ooh, also, yes, that's kind of good.
Just hit those consonants.
So yeah. You're just being like, over time, you get rid of all the subtleties. They didn't want subtleties.
Yeah, they wanted the talk show host from that scene in Lost in Translation.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I was really
Come on, Chicago, Lost in Translation reference. Yeah. Is it that late? Yeah. Well, we're trying to go over and play some karaoke. Yeah.
I actually have a pen from the Suntory House.
Oh, you went to the Suntory House?
Yeah, it has my name on it, John Jughead Pearson.
No way.
Yeah.
For relaxing times in the house, Suntory Times house. Yeah.
Yeah, it says John Jughead Pearson on my Suntory pen.
You just said it was too late. You can't involve yourself now. You've ousted yourself from the group, sitting in this side area, the dog pound. Yeah, this is the dog pound right here. These are people that haven't changed their drawers in 3 weeks.
Too old?
Right. That, no, yeah. That one's for the people that are about to die. Yeah. So you did that, and then how long was it? Was it like the contract was just for a few months, and then you're out?
They do a yearly contract, and then I said I didn't want to stay for it. You have to audition again. Every time you have to audition.
Oh,
even
really?
Even if you're like one of the best, you still have to audition.
Show your worth.
So I didn't want to do it, so I wanted to come back home to Chicago, and then they called me up. And one of the wand keepers, they tried to hire old people, and then they would get sick and not be able to. So they started getting younger guys, but I'm one of the older guys that actually is still pretty healthy. So they call me back seasonally whenever they need something.
Wow! Yeah.
Did you say they're called wand keepers?
Yeah, we're actually not Ollivander. We're it goes. I say, "Watashi no koto wa wand keeper to yonde kudasai." That means you can call me the wand keeper.
That is a
And then they say, oh, wand keeper.
Do you ever go, do you ever just throw in instead of wand keeper, oath keeper?
Yeah.
That's for my incels.
Oh, no.
Oh, don't do that.
How come Jonah keeps getting...
How come? Yeah. Yeah, it's because Rites of Spring likes me. Some Guy Picado. I have friends with Guy Picado, and he likes me.
Are you?
No, I wish I was friends with Guy Picado. Right. I really wish I was. I've emailed with Ian MacKay, and he's never been able to come to any of my shows in D.C., but I think he wants to. There was no reaction.
Everybody knows Ian.
There was no reaction from the crowd.
Because everyone knows him. First of all, it's Ian.
It's Ian MacKay. All right.
Where's Sophie?
Did someone say Ian Ziering?
What the fuck is this?
Ian Ziering. Oh, man, what a shit show this is.
But Jonah, I got a gift for you, so...
You got a gift for me? What do you got?
Yeah, I don't even know if you...
I don't know.
I don't know if you like this, but when I meet people that I respect, that I actually like...
Fuck you! Sorry.
That's okay. You can do that.
Yeah.
I give away all of my things, so...
What? That's like a guy about to commit suicide. What's wrong?
It's a lifelong suicide. Oh, yeah.
I guess it all is done.
I like to take my time.
Great album title.
I just a slow suicide. You know, processed foods, booze.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know Operation Ivy, but
Operation Ivy. I used to work with Dave Mello.
Oh yeah.
I one of the first record stores I got to work at was Mad About Music, which was run by Dave Mello, the drummer of Operation Ivy.
So Operation Ivy became Rancid, and then
some of them became Rancid.
Yeah. Yeah. Became
Common Rider, but who gives a shit, right?
I got that too.
That's like a three-person joke. You know what?
Oh no, we got four. There are four people.
I'm getting a middle finger about the Common Rider dig, and that was just like it really It wasn't because I didn't like that album, ooh, but it was.
Oh!
No!
What was that? What did you just throw?
A Kamen Rider, right?
No! It really was just, I was just trying to think of, like, you know, it was like back. Basically if we were talking about Wilco and I like shit on Sunvolt. No, what's the other one?
When Operation Ivy, they only played Chicago one time, and we actually booked them, and they gave me this this LP of their first. It was at Dirty Nellie's in Palatine.
Wow!
So we used to run that club, and they gave me this, so I wanted to give it to you. It's their first EP.
Wow!
Wow!
Jonah has an appreciative face.
Dude.
He is almost non-receptive.
Are you fucking kidding? This thing is like, I'm going to get so much money for this thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know you can.
Yeah. This is Lookout Records number 3.
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
And from that's the original pressing of it, too. So.
No fucking way.
Like, hold on to that. That's worth a lot of money.
It is worth a lot of money.
It's worth
Fuck, man.
All I can say is don't put it down where the audience can get at it, because
Hold on. Sound system's not on it. I'm not taking it.
Oh.
If I want something that's going to bring me back up, yeah? Just one thing I can depend on. Those are Operation Ivy lyrics.
Yeah.
Good job.
That's worth a lot of money.
I feel weird putting it away from me. Not near Rice of Spring. He's been drinking. What is that? What is this, though? Whiskey? That goes to him. Oh, no, that goes to John. That goes to Jughead.
I'll hold your record.
No, I'm not giving you the record.
What the fuck? Like,
he wanted to cheers you, John.
Oh, I'm sorry. What?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
Take it back from me instead of
Banks.
Here,
you had a couple games you wanted to play.
We can just do it really quick.
Who likes money?
I like money.
Is there anybody out through this all night, motherfucker?
Is there anybody here that thinks they know a lot about the Brady Bunch?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah. There's one right.
She does.
This right here.
You know what this is?
Yeah.
Well, how about two? We can bring up two of them.
Oh, there's two. Yeah, two games.
Yeah, so Monocle. Yeah. Monocle, let's do it. Monocle and Beardy.
Fresh Pots?
You didn't raise your hand, Fresh
Pots. I don't think Fresh Pots
You've been
needs
so
access
involved.
To a microphone.
All right.
I'm sorry. There's a weird tipped over shot glass on the floor that I feel like I need to clip.
Careful with the beers. I'm going to grab the beers.
All right. No.
Okay. Thank you, Dana.
Thank you, Dana.
Is this Malort? What is this?
Yes.
That is Malort. That is Malort.
He's running.
Protect with your life.
Yeah. So this is this is a fairly easy one, but it's more about how many you can get. So I need you to name, and people keep track of how many names, but I just need you to name all of the characters and reoccurring characters, and you'll get $2 for each one you name. So,
okay.
So keep track of them.
That's $2 per character from the Brady Bunch that they can name.
Yeah.
$2 per character they can name.
So we'll do it. It'll be like elimination. We'll go back and forth. This is like Doug Benson's Last Man Standing thing.
Okay.
All right, ready? So we'll start with you.
Oh, so we're going to do both of them. Okay.
Yeah, we'll go back and forth.
All right, so keep track of the money for everybody then. So,
yeah.
So okay.
Neil, Cash, keep track.
Wait.
Got it.
How about I do one and Cash does one?
That's a great idea.
Doesn't matter.
So I can spread out the blame. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right.
The blonde one.
You're disqualified!
Oh, my God! Are you talking Cindy? Are you talking...
Neil! You dumb fuck!
I don't what?
Okay, you're all right.
$2. I just got $2.
We got another one.
I have sex all the time. I have $2.
All right. Start again. What's your name?
Jessica,
what's your name?
Mogan.
No, what is it really?
Mogan.
No. Someone forgot an R. It's invisible. It's a silent arm. All right, we're going to start. We'll start with you since you've been here, and then we'll go. Sounds good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right.
Brady Bunch characters. How many can you name? $2 each. First one that doesn't get it forfeits the money. That doesn't make sense game-wise.
Well, if they get it wrong, then they're...
Yeah. Here you go. Here we go.
Mike.
Jan.
Peter Brady.
Ellis.
Bobby.
Paul. Oh.
Paul Boned.
Paul.
I got it.
No, there's
no Paul. Paul.
No Paul.
She boned out, man.
She boned out there, yeah.
All right.
Well, now let's see how many more you can name.
More.
So how many? How much?
Marcia.
We'll
give her $1.
Okay, we'll give her $1 for that. $1 for that, then.
Greg.
How much money does she get now?
Nothing.
She's up to
no,
three.
No, you get money.
She's three.
Money.
Three.
All right. So
three.
I heard how much $1. Money can you make? Let's see how many Mogan. Sorry. Let's see how much Mogan could do.
Do you, Jan?
Yeah.
Cindy. We do her. Sam the Butcher.
Yeah, there you go, Sam the Butcher. Okay.
All right. Bringing Alice.
The Tiger. That was the.
There you got it. You got it. That's the other one.
Okay.
He's got
Cousin Oliver.
Yeah, he got Cousin Oliver. Those are the three that are trickier.
We said Bobby, Peter, Greg, Jan, Alice. Who else we got?
Yeah, he got a bunch of them. Yeah, how many did he get?
I got nine.
He got nine.
Him.
Nine.
So
that's 18 Bonarino.
Yeah.
Or hold on.
He ripped it.
You could take $18, or you can take San Sen Yen.
Ooh, exotic. Ooh. Financial.
But you don't know what San Sen Yen is, do you?
I'll take $18.
Okay.
And I'm proud to be an American where the dollar is fucking strong.
San Sen Yen was $30, so.
No!
Oh, somebody shot themselves.
Teach you to trust in the American financial system.
Here's mine.
How much did she get?
You get $2?
Or
you can take $2 or you can take Ichiman Yen. Which one do you want? Ichiman Yen is $100.
Now I feel really bad for asking you to be on this show. It has cost you a bunch of money.
$100 for that.
Arjun, do you have another?
You thing? Are blessed.
You want a shirt?
Yeah, memes.
All right, there's a large, and a large. They're all large, so here you go. All right, well,
shit, we've been going for an hour and a half.
All right, sounds like we got it's
You got? Do you want to wrap it up?
I think it's time. Oh, you got more shit?
Well, I was supposed to give these away because I was also in a band called the Mopes, which I actually.
I love the Mopes.
Yeah.
All right, well, then you'll take one. There you go.
Well, no. Who else loves the Mopes?
Oh yeah, we can give it to the audience then. So.
You're the one that flicked me off for about Kamen Rider, and I really apologize about that.
I
was just trying to think of a hey.
So this was a re-release of a record we put out in, I think, '96. So, but I really like this one. It's actually one of my favorite records.
Wait.
For me. Oh, it's James Anthony. Hello, James.
Wait.
Who's James Anthony? Who's Anthony?
I'm glad that's become a positive thing.
Here's a Stoked on Meme shirt.
Yeah, James Anthony was in my band, Even in Blackouts.
I love Even in Blackouts. Oh, boy. You're just making people smile left and right, John.
I have the Lillington's record that...
Hey!
Get it!
There was a flood in my basement, and that's why I started this podcast.
That's my favorite Lillington's album. There's a flood in my basement.
Yeah.
In my basement, and I can't believe I'm broken up.
So I had about 50 of these, and this is one of the ones that just barely survived. So somebody can have that, too, if they want.
Here you go.
There you go.
Oh, she got some.
Fresh Pots.
Great.
This is the...
Fresh Pots is making out. Fresh Pots is making out better than anyone else at this show.
just give me 10 minutes and...
So, does anyone know, before we do mine, does anyone know the song Slogans?
No.
The slogans? Oh, you know the song Slogans?
I found no from one person.
Yeah.
No!
No!
No slogans? In the audience.
No, it's not me. I'm not doing it. Do you know slogans?
Oh, I see.
Hey! Detroit looks skinny. Detroit looks skinny.
I see a hand in the back.
Do you want to sing slogans? Oh. Come up here and sing slogans by Special Weezer. Come on!
Get him the lyrics so he doesn't get.
I don't think he'll need them. You know what?
James,
I should have done my
it?
Song because it's not going to be as good as yours.
Do you actually know all the words, James?
Yes, I need the lyrics.
Yeah, man.
Hey, everybody. So this doesn't go great. So we thought we'd give you a chance to hear what this song is actually supposed to sound like. It's a very tough song. The lyrics start at the same time as the guitar, so that was hard to time, but really doesn't quite excuse what you're going to hear. But anyways, here is the song they're trying to play.
We're starting your angles with a burden. You can really slow right now, 18, the feeling kind of mean, because it's sick of fucking tired of being pushed round and around. I'm fucking down. What if I believe there's an answer? Well, that's not the funny thing about it. Is it 2 hours later? It's supposed to seem to have forgot.
John and I have not played a song together in a while.
It's hard out here.
This is actually a really hard song to sing because there's a lot of words in a small amount of space.
Yeah, it's very like 4/4.
Yeah, you're gonna be.
Sir. So da 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 da
da da da da da da. Oh shit!
Yeah.
Oh man!
Let's see how this goes.
You are
all right.
Guest. Yeah.
Come on, this is great. We got a guy from Even in Blackout.
Yeah, Even in Blackout. Thank you.
You got a guy in a weird jumpsuit just kind of idly standing by.
Hell yeah!
You just do not nudge me when you're on this.
You come in right away, so. You come in right away.
All us two?
Okay, well, let's go. Ready?
Let's do it.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Count them down, Cash. And
all right, James. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Words are shooting in your ears, Brendan. You can really use a slogan now. 18, feeling pretty mean. Cause you're sick and feeling fucking tired. Being pushed around and around. Fucking being dent on. You want to believe that your brother's not. And the funny thing about it is that it's 2 hours that's forgot that you seem to have forgot.
James, you don't actually know this song.
Get a lap for James for having the balls to pretend it's a
thank you, James.
You know what? It's a hard song. It's
no, Jonah, this is for serious moments, but this guy is now my friend, but I'm going to kick him out off the stage like I kicked him out of the band. I kicked him out of the band.
Oh!
Well, he was out of the band, and now he's off the stage.
You can do it?
Who's got it? We got it? We got somebody?
All right. Hold on, we got to do it.
Jonah Radio presents
auditions. Hey, man, it's just not working out. Yeah, all right. Cool, we're going to try it. We're going to try again. All right, do you want to do it? Slogans? This is such a shitty show.
Can I do Hey Suburbia instead? Well, fuck it. I'll do slogans.
All right. Do you want to do the lyrics?
Yes, I do.
Oh, here you go.
Right. Do you know the song?
I do.
All right. Okay.
Well, let's see if you can do it.
Hey, I take the
so, you need like a four count, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Stirring. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Your words are stirring. Your anger's burning. Talking right now, 18, you're feeling pretty mean because you're feeling sick.
I'll be the one who does it.
See, and everyone thinks punk rock is easy, but it's actually very difficult.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's really difficult. No, a lot of people have said it's easy, but it's actually. You want to try one more time?
Let's do one more.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
One more time. Yeah. All right.
Sorry? Fake energy.
Ready.
Fake energy becomes real energy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4. You were stirring and burning. You can read this something right now. 18, you're feeling for me. You can be sick and fucking tired of me. Push it away and up and up and down. You're stirring and burning right now. You're fucking tired of the sun. All right.
Hey, it's, you know what? We all do our best. It's real late. Dave, you seem pretty confident. Dave seemed pretty confident. Backseat driver over here. You want to try it?
You're confusing confidence with intoxication.
Yeah.
He's been stomping and sweating.
This is like the perfect version of a punk American Idol, isn't it? Because
it's the best ever. I'm so happy.
I don't know. I could probably sing this fucking song. I don't know.
Let it rip.
Give it a go.
Yeah. If we were doing, yeah.
All right, Mr. Yacht Rock. Let's, ready?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Where's the cinnamon man in?
Where do I come in?
You got to look at him. Don't look at the audience. Look at him. He'll
try it again.
So I remember being at Flipside Records in Kalamazoo, Michigan, buying.
I know there's words to
this album.
One time. Ready?
What?
Ready?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, let's try it this way.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
You know, you got a lot of big ideas, big hair.
Here, just take it really slowly.
Yep. Words are stirring, your anger's burning. You can...
No, that is not a word. That's not a sentence I would say.
I think Dave's
I know, this is a bad idea.
Bad idea, Jeans.
Okay.
You got this, buddy. Rip it and fucking rip it, man.
Go.
Wait, you're picking up different pieces of paper?
Yeah. Oh. All of a sudden, it looks like the lyric sheet says it's the lyrics to Peter Brady.
Yeah?
You want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Turn the guitar up. Can we turn the guitar microphone up, or is it going to be bad?
That's the cash microphone we're talking about.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Man, now I'm scared of you. Fuck you. Let's do it. You guys want to do the Peter Brady song with me?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Crowd around.
You guys should do the chorus.
Yeah.
Now hold on. Let's get everyone clap on this. Let's get some energy. Ready? So play it four times.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Don't you see that people will like you for who you are? 'Cause life is like a sitcom. I've seen you from and I'm okay. And you're okay, Brady. Get the rocker over and now listen up, check it out. There's something ugly inside you, inside you. There's something holding inside you, inside you. There's something creepy crawling on your brain. There's something in you. It's red, white, and blue inside of you. Do, 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 do.
a free the world of beasts, and people won't take signs onto your back, or beat the crap out of you, or ignore your sorry as cheap. There's something valid inside of you, inside of you. That silly mustache. There's something in you. Inside of you, we do do. 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 Oh, we got it. Boy, I really learned a lot today. One, you act your age. Don't try to be something you're not. But number three, you find out in advance what restaurant your mom and dad are going to. Go someplace else. Go someplace else. Go someplace else. Go someplace else. Ba 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 bam.
Thank you so much for coming to the Live Zone of Radium. We're sorry for the first episode. Real quick, someone see if it's still recording? John Pearson, Jughead, give it up for him.
Yeah!
Give it, Cash Hartzell, thank you so much. Neil Mahoney,
not at all. No, I didn't do much.
Guys, the best part about right now and the show ending is that it's only 11:30. Let's hang out and drink. Maybe we can...
Maybe we got
the hood internet here. Maybe we could convince him to plug in and play his iPod like his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you, everybody, so much. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Buy some shirts. Maybe the deal will be struck. Awesome. You can't afford a shirt? Dana Luchtenberg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we got one more shirt. Oh, wait. Rise of Spring.
You got one more shirt.
Hey.
But if you want to buy shirts, yeah, there's
Thank
a guy.
Thank you so much. Send the music. Keep on buying drinks. Let's hang out. We'll take pictures. We'll do whatever.
I'm still wearing a jumpsuit.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.